So first of all, these are very special days. Chol HaMoed, from my point of view, in the Arbotzes Torah aspect, are the most magnificent days of all year. When we have a full Chol HaMoed, somebody once made some arithmetic, and he explained to me about 10,000 people attend my shiurim in Eretz Yisrael. Every day I have two or three, sometimes four shiurim a day. And Baruch Hashem, these are huge Bote Medrash, and so many people come together. And this year I'm sitting at home, but Baruch Hashem, as I expressed my thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past few shiurim, that we have the ability to use modern technology to teach Torah and to enhance Talmud Torah and to be Marbitz Torah Rabbim. So this is such a huge schus. So one might think sitting at home I have more time than I ever did, but it's not so. And Baruch Hashem, I'm busy giving shiurim, and Be'ikar, I'm busy with phone calls from the entire world dealing with very serious shilas. Most of them that have to do with the coronavirus, but Baruch Hashem, it's Chol HaMoed and it's Yom Tov, and we need to be Oisik Be'ilchos HaChag, and we need to be Mishtasheya B'Divrei Torah. So there's an amazing Yerushalmi. In Moed Koton Dav Teso Medalev, Klum Oslu Malocha B'Chol HaMoed Eilu Kedei Shiyu Oichlin V'Shoiskim V'Yegeyem B'Torah. So the Yerushalmi says that the entire Issa Malocha B'Chol HaMoed is just people should have time Shu Oichlin V'Shoisim V'Yegeyem B'Torah. And Tosfos in Chagig Yud Ches Omed Alef quotes this Yerushalmi to prove that Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Osam L'Rabon. But that's not the sugya we'll talk about today. We're talking about Sfiras Weimar. I just mean to stress that Chol HaMoed is about Arbotzes Torah. It's about Talmud Torah. So in normal circumstances, I know that some people must go to work in Chol HaMoed, and as I saw, most people are at home. But this year is different. And this year, most of us, yes, have a lot of time to learn Chol HaMoed, to learn with your children, learn with your families, learn with me, learn with anyone else. Just learn Torah and daven. And I want to share with you a thought that I said on Shabbos, because it's so relevant. This Shabbos, we read Shir HaShirim. So the kesher between Shir HaShirim and Pesach is obvious. And it's not what I want to stress today. The Gaon explains, Atu b'chartonim ha'kolo ame ma'haftu ha'isone v'rotzisu banu. Atu b'chartonim was Pesach, ha'haftu ha'isone b'shvuas. Obviously, the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us is Torah Hashem Tamimo, this beautiful, lovely Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. V'rotzisu banu was Sukkos. But I think this year, Shir HaShirim has some special significance. So Shir HaShirim is a love story between the Dod and the Raya. Being a love story, you know, some thinkers that are very far from Derech HaTorah gave different interpretations, but Rebbe Kiva ben Yosef says, Kol HaShirim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Rambam explains Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva Aloha Gimel that this story of Shir HaShirim is a mashal. It is a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Knesset Yisrael and our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Doid and we are the Raya. So they're looking for each other and they don't seem to be able to connect. The Sephorno, in his introduction to Shir HaShirim, says that this Megillah was given specially for the Golos, when we are in Golos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mastir Ponov, like the Pasuk says, V'hu Noichi, Haster Aster Ponai, B'yoyim Ha'u. And we desperately look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is he? David the Melech in Tehillim cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keili, Keili, Lamo, Azavtani. And we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ra'ya is asking around, Haraitem Edaidi, where did he go? Chomak, Halachloi. He went nowhere. He's behind the wall. Mashgiach menachalonis, meitzitz menachalakim. So there's a difference between Mashgiach menachalonis and meitzitz menachalakim. The person looks out of the window. Those that are standing outside, they might not notice that he's looking, but if they focus on that window and they look at that window, they know where he is, then they will see him. Meitzitz menachalakim, no. He could see us, but we don't see him. So sometimes in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the pshin of Mashgiach Menachalaynes. Sometimes he has made Sitz Menachalakim. And I think 80 years ago, when my father and mother and millions of others were in Auschwitz and Birkenau and in 100 other death camps and horrific work camps, in those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the b'china of Meitzitz Menachalakim. In our days, Baruch Hashem, yes, we have difficulties, we are bleeding, we are paining, and it's tragic. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the b'china of Mashgiach Menachalaynes. It's easy to find him, and we should find him, and we should go after him. So the Raya is in despair. She's looking for her lover. But in reality, he's not far away. And we cry out, so why don't you open the door? Why don't you come in? So why is he hiding? He is hiding because he pleads, Hashmi'ini es koylech. Ki koylech orev, v'mareich navo, explains the Sephorno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'av l'tfilos v'shel tzedikim. He wants to hear our tfilos. And he's pleading and begging with us, Hashmi ini es koylech. So we think we're davening a lot, and we are. But obviously it's not enough. Obviously it's not enough. Because he is still oimedach ekosleinu. He is still only mashgiach menachalaynes meitzitz menachalakim. And he wants to hear our voice, Hashmi ini es koylech. So we need to daven. Daven more, learn more. Hashmi'ini is koylech, is koil Torah and koil tefillah. So Baruch Hashem, we are learning. And we should learn as much as we can in kamos and in eches, in quantity, in quality, more simchas of Torah, more chedves of the Shemaitah. And that's our mission. That's our mission. So Baruch Hashem, we're oisik today in Hilchas Achag. So we are still at the beginning of Yemei Hasvira. So first I want to give a fundamental introduction. Yesoides Gedolim in the Din of Sviyas Oimam. So one of our previous Yurim, I mentioned the new Sefer that came out, Minchas Osha Moyedem Chele Gimel. I also said that we'll be willing to send out the digital form to whoever wishes and whoever wants. I think I sent it to, my office sent it to Rav Gottesman, to Rav Gon Reb Shloimeh, and I hope he's made it available to anyone, and that's what we try to do. So in the new Sefer, New Sefer, Mincha Sosher, in Chele Gimel. Pesach, Sviras Weimer, and Shavuah, Simen Lamed Gimel. There's a fundamental Simen. And I want to briefly discuss the Yesoides because I think it's a wonderful Simen. So Sviras Weimer, obviously, is one of the mitzvahs Shebedibur. There are many mitzvahs, and a respectable portion of the Tayag mitzvahs could be defined as mitzvahs Shebedibur, including Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Halel, Mea Brochas B'Kol Yoyim, Vidui Maisles, Mikro Bikurim, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, and many others. Many Min HaTorah, many Min HaRabbonim, Sviyas Weimer is one of them, one of the Mitzvah Shebedibur. However, when we start learning the halachas of Sviyas Weimer, Sviyas Weimer is always Ipche Mistavra. And as so many Yesoides the Kalochas, it is the opposite of all the other mitzvahs Shebedibur. And this is a pele, it demands an explanation. So let's go into the details. What do I mean? So one of the Se'ifim in Hilchas Sviyas Weimer, and all we have is 9 Se'ifim. One Simen in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Tov Pei Tes. So many of you probably recall there are 10 Siyufim, not 9. Why do we say 9? Because Siyufim is about Chadash, not about Sviyas Oyma. First 9 Siyufim are Sviyas Oyma. And one of the very well-known and well-learned Siyufim is Siyuf Dalet. And therefore you should say, Esmoil hayu kach v'kach. Yesterday was 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. But don't say what the present day is, because if you said hayim kach v'kach, you missed and you can't say a brocha on your own sphere. And all the Achronim ask, and why not? In Hilchos Kriyas Shema Siman Samach, Siv Dalet, the Shulchanoch paskens mitzvah Sichas Kavora. And it's quite obvious and self-evident when a person asks his chaver, his friend in shul, what day is today? And he says, today is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. Isn't it obvious that he's not mechaven to be mechaim the mitzvah? And mitzvah Sichas Kavora, so what's the problem? Why, if he said Hayom Kach Vekach, he cannot count with a bracha? So there are different interpretations. The Prima Godim, in Siman Tov Peites, Prima Godim says, actually, the question whether mitzvah Sichas Kavona or not lahalach is a sofek, and therefore sofek lachumra. Well, it's a sofek whether mitzvah Sichas Kavona. So in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, we say lo yotzi lechavosai. Tzorach lachzor in v'lekro. And chasvius woyman, we say, efshar sheyotzi yadei chavosan. And therefore, he can no longer make a brocha, because sofek brocha is lekula. So that's the approach of the Prima Godim. And the Mishnah Berurah, not in chasvius woyman tof peites, but rather in siman samach and bi'alocha, sharply disagrees with the Prima Godim, and I think he's right. And the Mishnah Berurah argues, it's klar in Shulchan Aruch, that when the Shulchan Aruch paskens mitzvah Sichas Kavona, it's not mitzad ha-sofek. It's a psak al tzad ha-vaday, because the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch is, yesh oimrim shemitzvahs ein Sichas Kavona, v'yesh oimrim shemitzvahs Sichas Kavona, v'chein halacha. So most of you probably know, whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings two different opinions, if it's yesh oimrim, v'yesh oimrim, ikar halacha kishita shniyo, if it's stam v'yesh oimrim, shita reshayna. So in this case, Shulchan Aruch brings yesh oimrim shemitzvahs ein Sichas Kavona, yesh oimrim shemitzvahs Sichas Kavona. So generally, that proves that the halacha is shita basroi, mitzvahs Sichas Kavona. But in this case, the Shulchan Aruch didn't even leave it with that. He writes v'chein halacha. So doesn't that prove kameya edim that this is a psak? And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah rejects the interpretation of the Prima Godim. So what does he say? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, Mishum Chumras Brocha Levatolo, where Machmed, that he can't say a Brocha. And that's also a Gevaldige Doichi. Gevaldige Doichi. Most Poiskim maintain the Brocha Levatolo is only in his Derebonon. But if the Halacha is Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, why can't he say a Brocha? Would we say everywhere if a person is Makai Memisa without Kavona, he can't say a Brocha when he does it again? L'choyle Mitzvah Pshita that he says a Brocha. So the Bi'aloch HaZoch, a Gevaldige Doichik. The Gaon is fascinating. So Bira Grot of Tov Peites, when the Shulchan Aruch says, She'im Yoyim El Chaveroi, Hayim Kach V'Kach, Eina Yocher Lachzoyom, V'Lispoi Be'Brocha. So the Gaon says, three words. Lamanda Omar, Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. What does that mean? Of course, Lamanda Omar, Mitzvah Sichas. What does that mean? My understanding of the Prima Godim, and listen carefully, it's not the Ikas Suga we're talking about today, but listen. My understanding of the Bialocha, it's not like the Prima Godim. It's not a Suf. Halocha Lamaisa, if a person answered his friend, Hayom Kach V'Kach. And he will come to us with a shaila. Do I say a brocha or not? We say, yes, you could say a brocha. Why? Because Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, you weren't yaitza. So you could say a brocha. So what does the Shulchan Aruch says? In yoyim el achaveroi, hayim kach v'kach, eino yochal achzor, lamando me Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. So lechatchila, why not be choishish Efshar shemitzvah sichas kavana. So the Yad Malachi explains, if we have a rule, the one, the Machaber brings Yesher Memkach, V'Yesher Memkach, Halochi Keshita Basoi, the second opinion is the overriding one, Halocha Lamaisa. So why does he bring Bechal two opinions? When you learn this Yosef, you become aware that most of the Sifim in Shulchan Aruch are Machlokes, and the vast majority of Sifim in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber doesn't bring all the conflicting opinions. He brings the opinion that's Halocha Lamaisa. So if he has a clear vision and a clear conclusion that the halacha is keshita shniya, why does he bring the first shita at all? So the Yad Malachi explains, and this is an accepted svara by all the major achlaimim. If the Mechaber does bring two opinions, that means there is credence to both opinions. U'bemokem hu efshar yesh lahachmir gam keshita reshoina. And that's my understanding in Bir Agro. So the Bir Agro's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is halacha lemaisa. If he answered his friend, Hayon kach v'kach, of course the psak will be, you could say, with a bracha, because mitzvah sichas kavona, you weren't yoitzen. Balachatchila, why not be on the safe side? Why not say esmol hayo kach v'kach, and you'll be machmir keshita reshoina gam kein. And you steer clear from any suffix and any problem. That's the understanding of the Gaon. But it is a doichik. Once again, it's a doichik because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Shem yoyim el chaveroi hayom kach v'kach eino yochel lachzor v'lispoi bebracha. So the great achronim have three approaches. All three are doichim. The Prima Godim, the Abin Aruch, and the Gaon. I think the Chok Yankiv is right. Chok Yankiv Simitov Peites. Who is the Chok Yankiv? He's the Shavuos Yankiv, one of the greatest poskim more than 350 years ago. But the Chok Yankiv is sasum, sasum velo piresh. So the Chok Yankiv says, it's right, mitzvah sichas kavana. But Sfiras Hoyim is an exception. She'enai ela sfira ba'alma. Sasum velo piresh. What does he mean? Enai ela sfira ba'alma. So we paskin kafu v'yochal matzah lo yotzo. Because mitzvah sichas kavana, and why don't we say einoy elo achilo ba'alma, and atokei l'shiyo lo yotzi yedei chevosoi? Because mitzvah sichas kavana, why don't we say einoy elo tekiyo ba'alma? Hoyev koyra v'toyra v'giyaz man kriya shema lo yotzi yedei chevosoi. And why won't we say einoy elo kriya ba'alma? So what's the difference between kriya shema and kiya shofar and achilas matzah? In which we say mitzvah sichas kavona sfiras hoyim she'enoi elo sfira ba'al. So let me explain. But I want to add on three additional sources before I will explain. So remember, question number one, mitzvah sichas kavona. Question number two, the Magen Avraham Tov Peites Siv Bei says, if you count and you don't understand what you're saying, you were not yoitzim. So a person doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. He's a ger, he's a balshuva. He doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, and he counted on Lashon Kodesh. Magen Avraham says you're not Yoitzim. And Rabbi Yankov Emden and Sefer Moir Uktzio disagrees. And Rabbi Yankov Emden quotes the Tosis and Soika Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And Tosis explains that whatever you say in Lashon Kodesh, you're Yoitzim, even if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh. But in other languages, you're not Yoitzim only if you understand. So Rabbi Yankov Emden writes, based on the Tosfos, the same would be by Sfiras Hoyim. Why would Sfiras Hoyim be different than Brochus and anything else, any other mitzvah of the Dibur? In Lashon Kodesh, you're Yoitzer, regardless of whether you understand or not. So this is not the question of mitzvah sichas kavana. Kavana means the fundamental thought that I want to be Yoitzer Mitzvah. We're dealing with Havana, with understanding the content, with understanding Perusha Milas. So Sfiras Hoyim seems always to be an exception. And all the other mitzvah Shebedibah, mitzvah Sichas Kavana, Sfiras Hoyim Ein Tzorech Kavana. All the other mitzvahs Ein Tzorech Havana, Sfiras Hoyim does require Havana. So, Lagaba Havana, it's a Chumra. Lagaba Kavana, it's a Kula. But it seems always to be the opposite of other mitzvahs shebedibur. So these two sugyas we mentioned, kavana and havana, are somewhat related. They have something in common. The common denominator, the tzadah shova, is they're both about machsheves ha'odom, kavona and avona. Now, let's deal with two other halachas that deal not with machshava, but rather with the maisa. What is the form and proper method of Sviyas Oyma? Coming back to the Mogen Avraham, once again, Steve Kottenbeis, the Mogen Avraham says, all the other mitzvahs shebedeva, we have a klala shomea ko'oina b'kol mokoim. And you could be yoitza brochas, kriya shema, tefillah, anything, l'agidei shmiya. Hashomea ko'oina b'kol mokoim, and the fundamental sugyas in sukkah davchot ches. Mogen Avraham says, Sviyas Oyma is an exception. Sviyas Oyma, you must count on your own. Each and everyone needs to say the Sfira. You can be Yoitze B'Shomeya Koinem. And the source of this halacha is in Sefer Agudel, Rabbi Seinu Rishonim. But once again, Achroinim ask, and why? And why? So the Agudel says, Usfatem Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Yechod. But Toises HaMenoches Samecheyum in the base. The Ramban and Parshas Emor, all the Rishonim and Achroinim explain the drosha that we find in Menoches Samechei Omidveis, Usfatem Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Yechod, it doesn't exclude Shomea Ko'ina. It just teaches us that unlike Sfiras Shnois HaShmitin V'Yoivol, that is a mitzvah on the Beisdim, Sfiras Oymer is on every individual. And that is the Kavana Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Yechod. So why wouldn't Shomea Ko'ina work? So on one hand, Shomea Ko'ina applies to all the mitzvahs shebedivah besides Sviyas Oyma. On the other hand, Ksiva Kedibur applies to no mitzvah shebedibur, but by Sviyas Oyma, some Achroinim say yes. Sviyas Oyma, a person could be Yoitza B'Ksiva. Seems to be a Pella. Rebbe Kiva Ego, Chuvis, Chelek Aleph, Simachov Tes, Simen Lamed, deals with his uncle, who was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, with this question: could be Yoitza person Sviyas Oyma by writing? The Maskana of Rabbi Kivege is no. But his son-in-law obviously had a different opinion. The great Chassam Sofer, we don't find it in Chuvas Chassam Sofer, but the son of the Chassam Sofer, Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yoredei Kuvav, quotes in the name of his great father that Kemoisha also limnois is bnei Yisrael bechsav. You yoitze the mitzvah Sviyas Oyma bechsav, because counting is different. There's a lav, you can't count bnei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to count the days of Sviyas, so you could be yoitze bechsav. That's a gevaldige chiddush. But the Chassam Sofer is not a yochid. Kaf HaChaim Tov Peites Yivkot Nechov Ches quotes some other achronim that maintain halacha lamaisa yoitze b'ksiva. And the Orach HaShulchan wonders very powerfully, and he says, did anybody ever dream that you could be yoitze kriya shema b'ksiva? Well, if you could, I would have a marvelous eitzah for soifrei stam. Well, you could make another few bucks every day instead of saying kriya shema shachas v'arvis, write another mezuzah, and you could be yoitze kriya shema b'ksiva. So Yoach HaShulchan wonders, why would Rabbi Kiva even have a minute you could be Yoitza B'Ksiva? But as we just explained, by Rabbi Kiva it's a have a minute, by Basiyam Ador Achroinim it's the Maskana. So once again, it's always counterintuitive. Shomea Ko'ina applies to all the other mitzvahs, but not to Sviyas Oyma. Ksiva Kedibur applies to no other mitzvah, but it does to Sviyas Oyma. So what is it about Sviyas Oyma that it's always different than all the other mitzvahs shebedibur? Let me explain. Sfira, by its very nature, is always a means to an end, and it's never an end to itself. So many times in my shiurim, beim bal peh, beim bechsav, whether it's teresh bechsav or teresh bal peh, I assume some of the people listening to me today are steady members of the Archikale in Eretz Yisrael. And this Sayyasad I mentioned many times, and to the best of my recollection, I did speak about it more than once in the Shiurim I gave the Archikale in Yerushalayim. So fundamentally, mitzvahs haTorah are broken down to two different categories. Some mitzvahs that are primarily about the result and the outcome, about the tritzoah, and others that are about avodas ukel, basiyas and devorim. All the other mitzvahs shebedivah are essentially avodas Hashem, not about the outcome, but about avodas elokim, besides tfilas u'ema. Because counting, by its very nature, is never an end to itself. There is no reason to count anything unless you need to know the number. Otherwise, why would you need to count? And that is in Metzius HaChaim. It's also right in Mitzvah Satayra. Besides Tfilas U'ema, there are three other mitzvahs that involve counting. And I'm sure that each and every one of you is thinking right now to himself, which are those three other mitzvahs? So I'll help you out. Shnois HaShemitin V'Hayoivel. That's a mitzvah la Beisdin, Beisdin HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim. Shivon Nekiyim, Shel Zavo, V'Nido. She needs to count 7 days. And Masa Behema. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 10, you swat with a red tzeva, red paint, and that is Masa Behema. So everyone could understand on his own that regarding the three other mitzvahs, it's all about the result. It's all about the outcome. Why does a zova need to count 7 days? Because that's the process of tahara. It's the process of purification. And after Shivanakiyam, she goes to the mikveh. So the reason she counts is not because the counting is an objective to itself, it's a goal, it's a means to an end. It's she needs to know when she can go to the mikveh. Masa Behem is the same. The reason we count 10 is because number 10 is Kodesh. It's Kodshim, Kodshim Kalam, and it's Masa Behem. And the reason we count Shnois HaShemitin VaYoivel is because Beis needs to know when to be Mekadesh Yoivel and when to have Shnas HaShemitah. Fundamentally, the same is regarding Tfilas U'ema. We find the Gemara in Chagiga. Menei Shonim Vekadesh Yoivel, Menei Yomim Vekadesh Atzeres. We count the 49 days because we need to determine when is Shavuos. Because the only Yom Tov in Torah that doesn't have a date is Chag HaShavuos. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, the Torah specifies the date. By Shavuos, the Torah doesn't. Usfartem, and then comes Shavuos. So Tfilas U'ema essentially is about knowing Menei Shonim V'Kadesh Yoivlois, Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. And that is why there was a Havei Aminim that this mitzvah is unbased in. And that is why we need Gzeres HaKosav Usfartem Lachem Shetaisvira Lechol Echod V'Yechod. We shouldn't have a Hamam and it's unbased in. So how do we know mitzvahs Tefillin is Lechol Echod V'Yechod and Kriya Shema and Lulav and any other mitzvah? Mea Brochas B'Kol Yoim and all the other mitzvahs. How do we know they're Lechol Echod V'Yechod? Maybe only the Beis needs to daven and put on tefillin, and sit in the sukkah. That's ridiculous. What does that have to do with the Beis Din? So why is Tfilas U'ema different? What does it have to do with the Beis Din? Of course it has to do with the Beis Din. Just like Tfilas Nois HaShemitin VaYoivel. It is the Beis Din that needs to determine when are the Moyadois. And that is why there's a Havim in it. But the Meskona is, Usfartem lachem shetei svira lachol echod v'yechod. But the fundamental svara stays the same. Svira su'ema, like Shivanakim, like Masa Behema, like Shnois HaShemitin VaYoivel, is about the result. It is not essentially avodas Hashem, because unlike Halel, Hoidoye, Tefillah, Kriya Shema v'Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, Brochas, which are in their very essence, Avodas Hashem, Dveikus, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing his praise, being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are by their very essence Avodah Sukel, but counting days is not Avodah. And that is the secret, that's the Seid of Svias Uyma. And that explains all four halachas that we asked about and we mentioned. This is a yesod I explained many times. Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, this halacha applies only to mitzvahs that are Avodah Sukel. Any mitzvah that is about the result, there is no din of mitzvah Sichas Kavona. I have rayas, but I don't have time to go into great length. But isn't it enough that when we examine the entire Shas, the only mitzvahs in which we find sugyas of mitzvah Sichas Kavona are mitzvahs that are essentially avodas Hashem? So the very first source is Kriya Shema, Daf Yud Gimel, Berachas Anahen and Daf Yud Beis and Brochas, Kriya Shema Yud Gimel and Brochas, Matzah and Shoifor, Rosh Hashanah, Chof Ches Omed Aleph, Moror, Psochem Kuftes Vav Omed Aleph. All of these mitzvahs, Matzah, Moror, Shoifor, Kriya Shema, Brochas, belong to category number one. I have a raya from Avodah Zarah Chof Zayin Amud Aleph regarding Mitzvah Mila. There is no din of Mitzvah Slichas Kavona. And that is the Kavona of the Chayk Yankov. Yes. In Siman Samach, we pass on Mitzvah Slichas Kavona. But Svias Uoymer is different. Einoi Elo Sfira Ba'alma. It's just counting. And counting is about the result. And that is why. By Svias Uoymer, there's no din of Mitzvah Slichas Kavona. But the second side of this very same coin is Havana. So if it's about the result and you don't know the number, then you did nothing. Because counting is all about knowing what we've counted. Counting is all about achieving knowledge of the number. That's the result of counting. So if you say, Hayom Yom Echad Ba'omer, but you don't even understand Lashon Kodesh and you don't understand what you said, then you said something, but that not cannot be defined as counting, because counting is all about the result. So these two halachas that al peneim seem to be a stira, they're not a stira, they're actually two sides of the same coin, and the very same fundamental understanding explains them both. So let's go over to question number two. Shomea ka'ayna. Bekola Torah kola, yes. By Sviyas Wayman, no. Ksiva kedova. But all the other mitzvahs, no. By Sviyas Wayman, yes. To me, it's poshut betachles abshitas. Because the mitzvah Sviyas Wayman is determining a number. I need to be koiveya. What is the yom of Sviyas? By Shomea ka'ayna, I didn't determine anything. He did. Yes, I listened, but you did not determine a number. You weren't koiveya a mitzvah. You didn't count. He did. You didn't. So Shomea Ka'ayna is relevant by Avodas Hukeil. And it's Gzeira Sekosef. If you hear Kriya Shema, if you hear Davening, you hear Brochas, it is as if you said those very same Brochas. Because it's primarily about Kavonas Aleiv. Yes, Dibur is Ma'akev. But essentially, it's about Avodah. Eiz Avodah Shebeleiv, Zut Filo. It's essentially about Avodah Shebeleiv, and that is why Shomea Ka'ayna. But by Sfira, the Agdora is, you need to be Koveya, the Yoim. What number is this day? So Shomea Ka'ayna won't help you. You did not determine anything. He did. The fact that you heard what he said is not sufficient. And that is the very same reason why Ksiva Kedibur would work. Because when I write, that is a determination. I determined a day. I was Koiveya. In a way, there even would be half a minute that Ksiva would be better than Dibur. Because the spoken word is gone. But what you write is here to stay. So in the Mivchan of Sviras Uoimer, I could understand those Achronim that argue Ksiva Kedivo would be sufficient, even though Shomea would not be Ka'oina. Halacha L'maisa, Ein Halacha K'maisa, Ein Ksiva Kedivo, the author Shulchan is right, Kedivre Rebbe Kiva Ege the Maskona, but at least we could understand the Havamen of Rebbe Kiva Ege, which is the Maskona of some other Achronim. So I think this Yesoid is so fundamental in understanding the Geder HaMitzvah of Sviras Uoimer. I would like, Me'inyan le'inyan, Shelo le'gamra bo'yseh, we need to address some of the halachic aspects of halachic questions of Sviras Uoimer. So I think most Shailas in Sviras Uoimer are associated with two se'ifim, in Siman Tov Peites, Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. We start with Siv Ches. Im Shochach Lavorech Ba'achad Ma'ayomim, Ben Yom Rishon Ben Shar Yomim, Soifa B'Shar Yomim, Beloi Brocha. What is the Yisoid of this Siv? Halachas Gedoyles, Shitta Sabaha, quoted in Tosis Menachas Samach Vovim Adala. And in all the Rishonim at the end of Masechet Pesachim. Why the end of Psochi? The Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban, all the other Rishonim deal with Hilchos Sviras Uoimer at the end of Psochim. But the end of Psochim, the Gemara doesn't even mention Sviras Uoimer. This is an interesting phenomenon. Because the Sugya of Sviras Uoimer, as I mentioned before, is in Menachos Samachei Samach Vav. But the Rishonim didn't write Pirushim on Menachos because it's Kochi. And B'yamei Rishonim, very few people really learn Kochim. And that is why, besides Rashi and Tosis, we have no Ramban, no Rashba, no Rishba, no Ran, no Rosh, and Mesechet Menachos, because it's Kochi. However, the Rishonim did want to teach us the Halachos of Sviras Uoimer, because the Negev is Manazeh. So all the other Rishonim put Sviras Uoimer at the end of Mesechet Pesachim. And the basic logic is, this man of Svira is from the second day Pesach. So it's associated with Pesach. So at the end of Pesachim, all the Rishonim write the dinim of Sviras Uoimer. The Halachas Gedoyles has a gewaldige chiddush. Sheva Shabbos is Tamimois Tiyeno. Tamimois requires a Sfira Tamimo of Mem Tes Yoim. And all the 49 days are intertwined and dependent one on the other. And if you miss one day, you lost the entire mitzvah. And you no longer have a mitzvah at all. That is the shita of Halachas Gedoyles. Almost all the Rishonim reject Halachas Gedoyles. The Roshim, Tosfos. And Tosfos doesn't even go into a discussion as they usually do. If you disagree, please explain why you disagree. Tosis writes, Ze Efsha. Efsha doesn't make sense. Interesting. Why doesn't it make sense? The Halachas Gedoyles say something. Is Machalish Adin and Tamimois. So maybe the reason it doesn't make sense according to Tosis is because all the other Rishonim, based on the Gemara Mefureshes, Emenoches, Daf Samach Vav, the Gemara says that Tamimois means that you start counting as early as possible. Malayla v'lomi yoim. You need whole days, an entire day. And at the beginning of Tov Beites, we learn in the Mishnah Berurah and the earlier Paiskim, that lechatchila is a mitzvah to start as early as possible. So I am makbid and shittas Rabbeinu Tam, as my great Rebbe was, as my father was. So I am makdin shit sabanitam not only by Shabbos, even by all the Taniyos and even by Tanis Yochim. Sviras Uoimer to me is an exception, and I count Svira before Rabbeinu Tam. Based on the shit of many Rishonim, that it's a mitzvah to count as early as possible. And some Rishonim even go to the extreme that you could count lechatchil and beinish moshes, and that is the psak halach and siman tov peites in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shechanuk writes that a medakte kimar makbid to wait for tzei sekechovim. But you could count lechatchila bebein hashmoshes. So anyway, So Tosis maintains that Tamimos doesn't mean Tamimos of 49 days, but rather Tamimos of each and every day into itself. But anyway, that's the shit of the Halachas Gedolos. V'yafal pisha ein halachik ha-moisoi, because of the special and huge importance of the Halachas Gedolos, called Dvorav Divrei Kabbalah, the V'seisef is choshesh l'shitosoi l'gabei brocha. So the V'seisef doesn't say, he doesn't paskin in accordance to the Halachas Gedolos, if you skip one day, you no longer have a mitzvah at all. The V'seisef is shalom l'ch paskin soifah b'loi brocha. Of course you need to go on counting, but you don't say a brocha, because legab a brocha were machmi keshit as alochas gedolos. Siv zayin, shochach v'loi birech kol alaylo, yispor b'yoyim v'loi brocha. And why is that? Because that's an other machloikas rishonim. Whether Siv zayim is dafka b'alaylo, or it's also b'yoyim. And therefore, once again, soifo, b'loi brocha. Because maybe you're yoitza, maybe not. So how could you say a bracha? But the Mishnah Berurah brings on the spot that if he forgot balayla and he did count by day, the next night he could continue counting with a bracha. And why is that? If it's a suffix, how does he say a bracha? Mishnah Berurah writes, because it's a svek sveka lechumra. Even if I missed one day entirely, still is a machlokes halachas gedolos with other rishonim. And if I counted by day, it's a suffolk whether I missed. So you can't say a brocha by day because that's one suffolk, and suffolk brocha is lakula, but the other night it's a svek sveka. Suffolk bechlal whether I missed a day. And even if I did miss a day, most of the rishonim don't agree with halachas gedolos, and one day is independent on the other. It's interesting why the Mishnah Berurah accepts the Hezba, the interpretation of the Pri Chodesh. The source of this din is Tumas Hadesh, quoted in the Dark Emotion. And the Beis Yosef and the Tumas Hadesh explains differently. Tumas Hadesh says, Tmimois miohave kivin shelo dileg yor mechod legamri, not because it's a svek sveke, but it is Tmimois. He didn't skip an entire day. So let me give you my understanding, and I think it's a gewaldige pshat. So one machlokes halachas gedolos and other rishonim is whether one day is dependent on the other. According to halachas gedolos, you skip the day, then you lost the entire mitzvah. Tosis and most other rishonim disagree. The other machlokes is Svidus Roy Makosha by day, or Lilo is Makav, is also a machloikis between Halachas Gedolos and Tosfos. And in this machloikis, the Halachas Gedolos says, Svidus Balilo is not Makav. And if you forgot by night, you could count by day with a brocha. And other Rishonim disagree and they say, no, must be by night, not by day. That's also a machloikis, Halachas Gedolos, other Rishonim. Libi Yoimali, that these two machloikas are two sides of the same coin. Because Tmimois can't have two different interpretations. Tmimois either means entire days, or Tmimois means an entire sphere of 49 days. You can't have two different pshotim in the gather of Tmimois. It's either this or that. And that is why the Halachas Gedolos that argues Tmimois ties in every day with all the other days. L'shitosoi, Tmimois cannot mean an entire day regarding each and every day. And therefore, even Miktsas Hayoyim Kekuloi, as long as you count by day, before the day is over, you're Yoitza. But Tosfos maintains no. You must count by night because Ayoyim Hoylech Achar Alaylo. And if you count by day, you only have a half a day. And that's not Yomim Tamimois. That's not Tamimois. So these two machloikas have a hatalia. And Tosfos maintained Tamimois refers to each and every day into itself. And therefore, according to Tosfos, Efshar. And that is why Tosis is doicha the bag without any argument. Efshar. Because Mimois has a different pshat. And the halachas there is a shitosoi. If he says that Tmimois means in a sphere of memtes yomim Tmimois, then Tmimois cannot mean you need an entire day yom v'laylo. And maybe that's the pashtus of the halacha. If I skipped by night, in the morning I cannot count with a brocha. Efshar halacha kedivra atoisis. See, so I'm as ma'akev b'laylo. But the next night, mimonafshach, I could say a brocha. Because according to Tosis, yes, I missed one day. But what does one day have to do with the other? According to the Bahag, I didn't miss a day. Because according to the Bahag, Svira Balayla was not ma'akev. And that is why this aloha is so poshut. That if you forgot to count by night, you mashlam in the morning without a brocha, but the next night with a brocha. Because mimonafshach, yoytzi edecha evasayim. Tmimois is either every day, or Tmimois is all the days together. So aloha lamaisa, shulchan aruch is shulchan aruch, and if you skip the day, then you lost that day. And you cannot be mamshich the svira with a brocha. If it's a suffix, I'm not sure whether I counted yesterday night, then you could continue with a brocha. Why? Svek sveike lachum. Even if you vadai skipped the night, it's a machlokes balag with tosis. And if it's a suffix, whether you skipped or not, then it's a svek sveike lachum. Svek sveike lachum, we say a brocha. So generally speaking, I am makel in this halacha because I think most of the Rishonim are choylek on the Bahag and the Shulchan Aruch is choyshes for the Bahag. So any suffix which is mitzdaraf, I pask in the kula. For instance, many times I was asked, a person forgot to count by night, he forgot to count by day. And he remembered only when the day was almost over. Bein hashmoshos, he counted the sphere of yesterday. And I say the next night he could continue counting with and brach. So we spoke a bit about Sviya Suwaima.
Rabbi, so obviously we have a technical fashla, not sure where, in Eretz Yisrael or otherwise. So everybody kindly hang on here for a couple minutes till we can fix it. And please do not leave because after the Rav Shir, there will be the Rav Machshava, his Cyrus from Agoyin Rav Lipa Geldworth. So everybody hang on here till we can unfreeze this. Thank you.
The Rob will join again in a couple of moments.
Well, waiting here, Rabbi Sai, just let me take the opportunity to give you the schedule for the rest of the week. Immediately after the Rav Shir, it will be, as I mentioned, a Shir in Divrei Machshava, Binyan HaChag, and Inyan HaDiyayma by Hagon Rav Lipa Gelworth. Tomorrow will be a Shir in Inyan HaSir Saimer on the Mitzvahs of Counting Days and Weeks by Hagon Rav Spitzer. I think the Rav's coming back on. Okay.
Yes. So I actually was at the end of the Shir and I just mentioned the Ran, that Tzvias Weimer is an expression of our passion for Torah, our love of Torah, and that is why we count the days between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mamed Har Sinai, as we did in real time after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu each and every day and asked, when will we be zeichet to Kabbalas HaTorah? You promised us, B'tzeischem Mitzrayim tavden esu olakim ala har hazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they should count each and every year. So the Chinuch writes, La'haruiz b'nafshenu esachet etzagodol sheyesh lanu el hayom hazeh. So Baruch Hashem, it's a pleasure to teach Torah, it's a pleasure to learn Torah, my bracha to all of you. We should only know days of Simcha and Nachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away all this pain and all this suffering. And we should be zeichet in these days of miracles and Chag HaMatzos and Chodesh Nisan. To Yeshua's Olamim, Misha Omer La'olam Yidai, Yoyim El Tzolosein Udai, we should be zeichet to the Geula Shleima and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'Meheiro, B'Yomeinu, Amen.